And it's our coverage of Pella Christian basketball on 92.1 KRLS here with Jack Vermeer, senior point guard for the Eagles. Following a win over number one in class 3A Norwalk, you guys have been close all year with a signature win. You got one back against Pella all the way back in December, but it's been a long time since you guys have all been healthy and together. What was it like to take on Bowen Bourne and to be able to get a win on their home floor?
Man, it was crazy to know we haven't beaten this team the last 2 years. It's been incredible. I love these guys, man. It was a hard fight. It was a team win though. Everyone stepped up when they needed to. Dan, Josh, Ryan, Kian, they all made amazing plays. So did Jace, everyone. I'm so proud of my team right now. It's incredible.
Well, and team win, obviously, they got a pretty good team, but Bowen Bourne scores 55 of their points. On the flip side, you guys had 9 different guys who found a bucket. What does that say about the balance of this team against a good team that was playing good defense like Norwalk to be able to spread the ball around and keep up with a guy like Bowen Bourne?
Yeah, first credit, all credit to Bowen. He's an amazing player. I wish the best for him at UNI next year, but it's just crazy how night in, night out, we can have someone else just help out the team, and it doesn't matter who it is. We don't have one star on this team. It's a team. It's a true team, and that's just what makes this special.
Well, and the last minute was pretty panic-filled. The last quarter, fourth quarter, you guys are trading buckets with them back and forth, but you end up getting a late lead, and even though you got to the foul line, they kept finding ways to come back. What does this say about this team's resolve? Because you've lost a lot of those close games this year to turn around and to win another one, just like you did against ADM and Pella way back at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I knew going into this game we wanted it bad. Norwalk's really good, but just the perseverance, the practice, we've been working so hard in practice lately. And it's just the trust that we have in each other. It's just incredible. So, yeah, that's really it.
Well, and it's been a long time since this team was 100%. In fact, Saturday was the first time all the guys you want to have on the floor were able to see the floor, especially you and Josh have been dealing with some injuries. What does it mean now to be heading the stretch run? Obviously, a lot of big games coming up, including homecoming on Friday, knowing you guys are back to 100% and looking to really show what you're capable of.
It feels good. We just got to come out. We got to play like we did tonight. We got to come out strong. Lately, we haven't been coming out strong. At halftime, we haven't been coming out strong. So that's something we got to work on. We got to trust each other. We got to have high energy. So that's what we'll be working on.
And Indianola, you weren't able to play in that game, but your guys almost were able to pull one off. They just beat Pella in a wild game over at Pella High School. I think they had like 10 or 12 lead changes in that game. So obviously another good team coming up on Friday. What are the things you're looking to do now that you'll get to play against Indianola?
Just same things as tonight, man. I mean, We played really well. I just hope we can keep the same energy, keep the same positivity. The coaches trust us. We trust each other, so we just got to keep playing.
And I know you're focused on the games, but a couple weeks ago, a really special moment. You guys got to meet 30 years after they won a state championship, the 1990 Eagles. How motivating has that been to not only see that team, the first team to win a state championship at Pella Christian, but this year to try and put yourselves in a position to do the same thing?
Oh, it's really motivating to watch that documentary, to see what those guys did. It's something special that this team wants to do, that we want to, 30 years down the road, we want to remember the things we did. So, yeah, I mean, it's special what they did, and we want that. The fire was fueled that night.
Jack Vermeer, congratulations on a great game. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.